It's impossible to change the color of a red light into blue, according to the laws of physics. But engineers at University of Delaware are trying to do this because it can majorly improve our ability to harvest solar energy and deliver cancer therapy. That's why the university has received a three-year, $1 million grant from the Keck Foundation to develop the technology.
We are joking amongst ourselves that in 3 years we need to solve the energy crisis and cure cancer.
This is Joshua Zide, an engineering professor at UD who's part of this effort. Color matters in solar technology because sunlight contains a spectrum of colors with different levels of energies. Blue light has the highest level of energy while red has the lowest. Typically, solar cells can only absorb energy that's above a certain energy threshold. Red doesn't quite make the cut. But Zide and his colleagues want to fix that by building tiny semiconductors that can add two low-energy red lights together to make a high-energy blue light. Zide says his method could potentially increase the efficiency of a cell from 33% to 40%.
And that doesn't sound that big until you realize that the whole solar industry lives and dies on fractions of a percent. So a 6-7% change could actually be pretty groundbreaking in solar.
Engineers at UD also want to test how this technology can be used in medicine. For example, delivering cancer drugs to diseased tissue can be challenging because the drug has to be administered at precise times and locations in the body to be effective. Scientists want to build a nanoparticle that can release its drug contents when triggered by light. Then doctors could gain better control of how that drug is delivered in the body and avoid harming healthy tissue. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.